Children are natural modelers and accelerated learners. In the first years of their life, it is widely believed, not necessarily true, but widely believed that children don't have a conscious or a conscious mind. It's all unconscious. And because of that, or perhaps as a result of that, the children learn at accelerated speeds and they learn to model the world around them. Some break this down further and talk about the first 3 years or 3 to 7. From my own experience, they all matter, but they're sooner to birth or perhaps even before birth are certainly more impactful. So if we try to make changes in having a 7-year-old get organized, it could be a challenge. But trying to get a 14-year-old organized would be more of a challenge. So it's more important that we start in the earlier years. But there's a lot we can actually learn from this, and there's a lot of learning in what I'm about to share about the modeling process. And I'm using children as an example first. So in the first years, there isn't much conscious, it's all unconscious or subconscious. They learn to model from the world around them. As they start to get older, they start to think for themselves and they begin being able to ask themselves questions. They're able to do things like self-reflection and self-awareness. The younger child or the baby does not get hungry. Babies do not get hungry. Babies are hungry. For a baby, there's no contemplation or thought of, I am hungry. The baby just associates fully with, I am hunger. I am this emotion. It is later on in life that they start to have separation from the emotion. Now, with children learning something like how to walk, they see and they watch others walking around them. They see and they watch others walking around them. And they are influenced by this. Now, take this a little bit further. A child climbing in a park. I remember watching my child climbing up in a park and climbing up equipment. And I used to stand back and cheer my daughter on. And I remember other parents would sometimes try to stop their kids, going, no, no, come down, it's dangerous. Now, children can learn from this as well. Okay, so climbing high is dangerous. Or a child climbing and seeing their parents getting anxious. Even if their parents don't say, get down, it's getting dangerous, the child can look towards the parents for confirmation. And it might see anxiety in the parents, so the child may learn anxiety as they get up higher. Think about some of the possible consequences of this. Now, something I've had with one of my clients is she had a strong, explicit memory of wetting herself in the front of her class in year one or year two. In our work together, we did a process that you'll learn towards the end. And she had these memories of standing in front of class, wetting herself and being laughed at. Now, from this, she developed some beliefs or perhaps some values. And from that moment onwards, she developed a preference or perhaps a filter or a metaprogram, various different words, filter, preference, metaprogram. We'll cover all these in time. But she developed a preference for not speaking in public. She developed an aversion to being the center of attention and fears around speaking on stage. As she continued through school and came into her adult life, she became more and more of a person who actually told me that she wanted to share her message, but had deep fears about speaking on stage, doing a live on Facebook, and definitely not speaking in front of people. I developed some of my own beliefs. A lot of NLP trainers and coaches will agree with this. A lot of the times we develop preferences which are labeled as introvert or extrovert, or perhaps resulting in a set of preferences, which may be known as a meta program. A meta program is also like an introvert or an extrovert. That is one form of a meta program. Myers-Briggs assessment is 4 different meta programs. Introvert, extrovert, intuitive, someone that's up in clouds, and the reverse of it, someone that is very grounded and on the ground. A judger, someone who is judging things, and the opposite is someone who is not judging, but perceiving things. Another meta program or filter is someone who is regularly thinking, using the kind of the head brain or the thinking, and the opposite being feeling. And sometimes it's not simple either or, sometimes it could be a combination, or it could be perhaps 3 different things, or 4 different things. Or another one of my favorites is matching and mismatching. So you could think of this as a preference or as a meta program. The matching mismatching is someone that has a preference towards matching, seeing things that are similar, or mismatching things that are different. And it is believed by me and a lot of coaches and trainers that these preferences are developed and are the result of the experiences that we have in the imprint periods. Now, if in the imprint period we have a experience like wetting ourselves in the front of the class, perhaps there might be some negative, repressed emotion in there. And if we help our client release the negative emotion in there, things can drastically change in their life. I've seen this happen thousands of times. We've been doing some NLP, and something from early childhood has come up, and the practitioner has looked at the experience and simply resolved what was in it. There's a fair few things to take away in this particular discussion. As we work with people, and as we work with ourselves, as previously mentioned, we want to be able to be vulnerable, be open, and being comfortable looking for these deeper memories, as some of them will be explicit, and some of them will be implicit, and it might take time. And we might need to build more trust with ourselves, trust with each other, trust with the coach and trainers. Because sometimes the explicit memories appear non-existent. Sometimes they're not willing to come up easily. But with a bit more trust and time, a bit of digging deeper, new implicit memories can come to the surface for resolution. I also believe this happens a lot in relationships. Not just coaching relationships, perhaps personal relationships. And I strongly believe this happens a lot with parents. As we become parents, it starts to bring awareness to a lot of deeper seated memories of our own childhood. Seeing this over and over and over again. So you're in the right place. You're in the right place to dig deep, to recover, to make changes in your life right here.